We talked a few minutes. She said, how'd you like that room by yourself? I said, fine. She said, well, come on. So she gave me a room by myself. And then that Sunday, I think, was, St. Patrick's Day. So anyway, she brought me a shamrock, and I swear to you, I didn't know what it was.
Is that right?
I began to start waking up then.
Well,
that I thought I was just a Southerner. But I had the name, and up in that part of company, it meant something.
Mm-hmm.
Down here, it just all the same, you know.
That's interesting. You didn't have to identify as an Irishman here.
No, I didn't know it. I didn't know nothing about it. I didn't know it. O'Neill meant anything more than a I knew it all. It would come from England. I had no idea that all that was going on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's right here in the United States. And she brought me that shamrock, and I said, well, what's that? What's what, you? Your name? I said, yeah, well, I'm
your,
sorry about
that.
That's
your real name?
You know?
That's interesting.
Well, that's like that Buck said. Now, that you, I was came and I didn't care 25 miles from here, around 1820. Now, that's a long time in one place.
Yes.
I couldn't be associated with any European
right.
country in that time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
The rest of the people around here thought nothing of it. Just what the hell have you made of yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I start digging in to find out a little thing, one thing bring on another. That's mm-hmm. The hell is this? Let's find out.
I wonder where they came from, where your family came from originally.
Well, that's what I can't get the connection. They came from South Carolina over here.
They did.
And that's mm-hmm. as far as I can go.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot go any farther than that. Mm-hmm. By the way, I will tell you one other little lesson. One thing brings on another. We was in Spain last year, and a fellow was in the bus with us, a driver, John, we call him John, was a Portuguese. He's little. And that night, before we came back, we had a little dinner party, you know, and he was there. And I said, John, anybody in the United States has lived there and traced their ancestors back to when they first came from Europe, we think we're doing good if we've been there 150 years. That's about as far as any of us can go.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wondered how far you can trace your ancestors back. He said, well, my grandfather came from Brazil. That's far as I can go. I said, the hell with you, boy.
I see. Well, that is interesting. You're saying how the Portuguese fellow in Spain, you hope to hear that he was back 1,000 years or something. Well, no, he came from Brazil. I see.
Been over there and back, huh?
He said, my grandfather came from Brazil. That's far as I got it. Oh, the hell with you,
Mr. ancestors came from South Carolina. Do you know? Have you traced yours?
Yeah. Yes. Uh huh. They came from Buncombe County, North Carolina.
I see. Once
Angle set of them, mm-hmm. and then the other side came from Alabama. I don't know where they came from.
Mm-hmm.
Around Marion, Alabama.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And that's as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just telling my experience, finding out I was Irish this Sunday.
That disillusioned you.
I was pretty sure it wasn't from Africa. But
this area is strictly English and Scotch and, Irish. My name gives people a good deal of difficulty.
There's a lovely write up in there about the little Chris girl. Now, how you spell your name? Yes, it's with a
double S. Now, they've been here there. Those that I know have been here as long as the O'Neills have been here in this part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not too many of them around.